Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1757, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, Panties Factory. I read the attached blank affidavit to Mary Rich, which affidavit is hereto attached and marked Exhibit A, and asked Mary Rich if same was the truth. And Mary Rich said, yes, sir, it is true, except the time should be 2:30 p.m. instead of 2:15 p.m. Explaining the reason she was positive about the time was because she remembered that, as she passed her, with a grip in his hand going toward the terminal station, that she asked for the time of day, and she said he looked at his watch and replied that it was 2:30 o'clock. She further said that this happened just after Jim Conley had left her, but that she did not know where he, Jim Conley, went. Mary Rich stated that she had sworn to God not to sign anything, and on this account, and because of the newspaper notoriety that had been given her had hurt her trade, she would not sign anything. She said she was telling the truth, and that was all she would ever tell. Dan S. Lahan, sworn for the Movant. Everything word that is outlined above is the truth. I heard Mary Rich tell Dr. Mark every word as sworn to in this affidavit, and heard Dr. Mark read Exhibit A to her. The following is Exhibit A, referred to above. Georgia, Fulton County, Mary Rich of 24 Walnut Street, Atlanta, Fulton County, Georgia, deposes and says that she is a married woman, and that at about 2:15 o'clock p.m. Saturday, April 26, 1913, Jim Conley came to her lunch wagon located on Hunter Street between the alley between Madison Avenue and Forsyth Street, being near the alley that runs at the rear of the National Pencil Factory building. Deponent says that at the time and how referred to the said Jim Conley purchased a 20-cent lunch from her, and she did not see said Conley that day anymore. Ground 14. C.W. Burke, sworn for the Movant. I met C.B. Dalton and met him at Fort Myers, F.L.A., about 2 months ago, and secured from said Dalton an affidavit. I met him while at work in an orchard and told him that I would like to have a talk with him in my room at the Bradford Hotel that night at 8 o'clock. Dalton agreed to meet me, and I sent a boy after him when we talked over the Frank case for about 2 hours. I told Dalton frankly that I did not believe the testimony he had given at the trial to be the truth, also that I didn't believe Dalton even knew Leo M. Frank. Dalton.